Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. The preseason is officially underway for the rest of the NFL, including the Tennessee Titans. Teron Davenport covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN. He joins us now. Teron, what's going on, man? Thanks for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
We're good. So you come from Philadelphia, right? That's where you were covering the Eagles before the Titans?
Yes, sir.
How would you compare the markets?
Two completely different markets. While the Titans have outstanding fans and the interaction has been great, I don't know that the passion and intensity and fire that Eagles fans bring can be matched by anyone. But it's been fun so far. Like I said, I love the interaction, man. I'm someone, I love to talk shop with the fans, you know, with you guys, fellow media people. So it's been great so far.
Is there really a jail at the Philadelphia Stadium?
Yeah, they had an official one at the Vet Stadium. And then the Link, yeah, they have one. It's not really in use. It's not that bad, man. I've seen some things happen at games, but it's kind of tapered down. And, you know, it's not as bad as it's made out to be. Those fans are just so passionate, man. I mean, you look at, they had an open practice a couple Saturdays ago. They had 40,000 people there for the open practice.
Good
40,000.
Good Lord.
They're about it when it comes to their team, man. That's all. And it's all good. You know, like I said, Titans fans, I'm seeing that they support their team too. And, you know, we'll see what happens this year.
You appear to be a man that keeps it fresh with the bow ties as well, Teron. I consider that a sign of sophistication. Does that go way back with you? Do you wear them to practice everywhere you go?
Yeah, I call that the bow tie swag, man. That's something
I like it.
That I like to bring. You know, I don't wear regular neckties. Now, during the preseason, I don't do any tie, but once, game,
go time.
The actual regular season starts, it's for sure bow tie swag all day.
Love it.
That's something that I like to bring. It's just, you know, that's my style.
Love it, brother.
So obviously you're covering the Tennessee Titans here, and, you know, speaking of the Titans, you don't make a change after winning a playoff game unless you want radical change, especially offensively, which I think is what they're after. We didn't get an extensive look at the ones last night, but what we did see looked good. How different will that offense look, under Mike Vrabel and the new OC?
Yeah, well, I actually did a post on that. It posted yesterday on ESPN.com, and it just is talking about how Marcus Mariota will be unleashed. What you're going to see is you know, you're going to advance 30 years into, you know, the year 2018, where offenses are multiple, where they're balanced. You'll see more spread. You're going to see some RPOs. You're going to see Mariota used on boots and play actions. This is something that Matt LaFleur, the OC, has done in the past. They didn't do it as much with Jared Goff last year, but, I mean, there were times where they got him on the move. But last year with Sean McVay with the Rams and Jared Goff, the whole idea was just quick catch and throws, easy reads, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands and into the receiver's hands and let guys make plays. And that's why people should be excited about guys like Corey Davis when healthy. Taywan Taylor or someone else. I think you're going to see a lot of 12 personnel with those quick throws with Jonnu Smith and Delanie Walker. By the way, on the low, that's one of the better 12 personnel packages. I mean, when you look at both of them, they are absolute mismatches. And I talked to Mariota about that, and he said he can't wait to be able to have both of them on the field because it makes his job easier. So that's something to look at. I think, you know, it's just going to be more balanced. And you look at that first drive, right? Mm-hmm. They had five running plays, one of which was a design run for Mariota, and then they had three passing plays. Pretty good balance in that first drive, and they were very effective. I think another thing that you're going to see is more tempo. And that's something that, you know, I like to see that because I know looking at covering the Eagles over the last 2 years,
yeah.
that's something that I saw Carson Wentz and the guys do. And Carson would always tell me, you know, because I would talk to him about that a lot because it fascinated me. And he always would tell me how it creates a sense of urgency. And whenever they had a stagnant period on offense, they would go to that tempo, and then all of a sudden you see things start to pick up. So that's something I think you could expect from this Titans offense. I think fans should be really excited because you have Derrick Henry as well and Deion Lewis. These are weapons. This offense is in really good shape. I just want to see how these guards could get out on the move. Some of the guys are bigger, but I think Josh Klein is someone that, you know, has been impressive in training camp, and he's someone that, you know, you could get him on the move, get him out in space, and allow him to make some things happen as far as getting blocked. So there's a lot to be excited for. I know the first drive, you know, was effective, and after that, you know, it kind of staggered. But it definitely fans should be excited.
What should we expect, Aron? What do you expect in terms of the way they use those backs, Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis that you mentioned? Do you think, will it be a balance? Will they roll with hot hand? Will they use Henry to be a battering ram early, use, you know, Lewis to finish him off? How do you think it's going to play out?
I think it's going to be a balanced attack. I would say somewhere like 60-40,
okay.
But they will go with the hot hand. You know, so some weeks it could be Deion Lewis 60 and Derrick Henry 40%. It's going to really depend. And one of the things you mentioned, Derrick Henry as a battering ram. And yeah, I mean, you look at the guy; he's
oh,
almost
man,
like
yeah.
a mutant out
yeah.
there. But I tell you what, when it comes to running inside the tackles, I actually like Deion Lewis better as an inside runner. And he's able to condense himself, and even though he's I don't even think he's 200 pounds, but he still could condense himself. And at, you know, at 5'8", he's
get
just about 200.
There. Yeah,
he's like a bowling ball.
Yeah,
you know, he could get small and he could get behind those guards and pop out, you know, up on the linebackers at the second level, and who knows what could happen then. I think fans should expect some explosive runs from Derrick Henry. You know, he's a guy that, you know, running that outside zone. And reading his keys, he could put his foot in the ground and bounce that thing back. And
mm-hmm.
he has acceleration that's not fitting of a guy 242 pounds.
Got that right.
There's going to be big runs there. One of the things I haven't seen that I saw that the Eagles did really well. Now, granted, you got Jason Kelce, you got Stefan Wisniewski, Brandon Brooks. These were guys that were really good getting out on the move.
Yeah.
But they had on their outside zone runs that they would also incorporate a stretch play, like a pin and pull, where you had the guy on the outside, the tackle, or even the tight end, would pin the defensive end to his side, you know, pin him, kind of seal that edge. And then
mm-hmm.
the guard, or in a lot of cases, the center would pull, and he'll clear out that alley for the running back, and that's what, how you saw Jay Ajayi get a lot of long runs.
Yeah,
I think that's something that they need to do with Josh Klein specifically, and allow him to, you know, be that guy to pull and open things up.
Yeah, we are of course talking to Aron Davenport, covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Last night, big time free agent acquisition, Malcolm Butler got burned by Devontae Adams. It's one play, but it was pretty bad. Oftentimes, and you know this, Teron, when Patriots let their free agents walk, they don't duplicate. They tend not to duplicate the production that they had in New England. Is that going to be a fear going forward with Malcolm Butler?
I don't think that'll be a fear going forward. One of the things that people underestimate and underrate about Devontae Adams is his releases. And if you go back and watch that play, he beat Butler immediately, but Butler showed decent recovery speed
yep.
to get back into his hip pocket. But that was a beautiful throw by Brett Hundley. And, you know, one of the things you have to look at is sometimes, you know, the other guy is going to make a play. And that's what happened there. I think Butler, you know, he's someone that has to get his hands on you. And if he doesn't get his hands on you, it could lead to those type of problems. But, I mean, you live by the gun, you die by the gun. I don't think it's much to worry about, at least in watching him go against Corey Davis and some of the guys here. Now, I'm not saying Corey Davis is on the same level as a Devontae Adams, but still seeing the technique that Butler's using and working on, I don't think there's going to be an issue. It's just, I mean, sometimes these plays happen.
Teron, for the last couple of years, it's been all about putting weapons around Mariota, right? You can't accurately judge him until you put some weapons around him. Seems like they've done that. For you, for what you're hearing, what's that number one area of improvement for him? Where's he got to be better in terms of highest priority? This has got to work this year.
I think the highest priority and what has to work this year is being more consistent.
The consistency.
And one of the things that I've always seen from Mariota is he'll make a throw and you'll be like, good Lord.
Yep.
And then he'll make another throw and you'll be like, dadgum it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like he puts you on a roller coaster and he just has to become a more consistent player.
That's it.
They're working on his mechanics. They're working on his footwork. So it's going to be important for him to transfer that from the drills to team period to actual games. And you saw him kind of do that yesterday. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that's key. He just has to be more consistent.
That's it.
And, you know, that's the main thing that they're looking for. You know, and talking to Coach Pat O'Hara, you know, he's an awesome coach, by the way. He's the QB coach. He has 16-plus years of professional experience. Get this. He played Tyre Cherubini in Any Given Sunday, the backup quarterback.
Oh, so,
yeah. Right. A little tidbit.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is helping him as far as, like, the processing ability, too, to be able to catch and throw. I think for him it's just about getting comfortable. And once he gets comfortable, he'll be consistent. The good thing is this offense is geared towards his strength.
Yep.
It revolves around play action, boots, you know, getting guys on the move. Mariota told me he's been throwing on the move all his life and he's comfortable there.
Yeah.
Then it revolves around, you know, catching and throwing. And that's something he obviously did at Oregon, running that read option under Chip Kelly.
You look around the division, and honestly, Andrew Luck is thrown again. Deshaun Watson is a monster. We know already the Jags defense can overcome the mediocrity of Blake Bortles. Where do the Titans fit into this? Because it's actually slick, one of the best divisions in football. Where do the Titans fit into this?
Yeah, quietly top to bottom, this division is solid. I think they fit in right there with the Jaguars and right there with the Texans, to be honest with you. Roster-wise, I mean, they have a lot of talent on the roster. Now, offensively, you don't have that one guy that is like, okay, you know what, we absolutely have to stop him. Like, you look at Jacksonville, you go and you say, okay, look, man, we can't let Fournette dictate how this game is going to be. You go against the Texans, okay, yeah, Nuke Hopkins is not going to burn us deep. When you go against the Titans, you can't say, okay, well, you know, we're going to stop so-and-so. Delanie Walker would probably be the closest to that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of one of the things that they could use to their advantage, that balanced attack that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to my experience covering the Eagles, that's one of the things that really made it so difficult for Bill Belichick going against them in the Super Bowl. They couldn't take away one particular thing because the Eagles did everything well. And that's what I think this Titans defense, or offense rather, is striving to do, just be complete across the board and have a balanced attack.
I got to ask you, Teron, to kind of wrap it up. Coming from Philadelphia, would you consider them the favorites in the NFC, or would you pick Minnesota? Would you pick the Rams? Where are you going? You like Philly?
Yeah, I like Philly because, you know, Minnesota, they got this guy that has an addiction to turnovers and
indeed,
you know, allergic to pressure, and his name is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So I think as long as he's under center, that team is not going to do much.
Uh-huh.
The Rams are impressive.
They are.
They're definitely impressive.
Yep.
But, you know, you can't just throw a whole bunch of stuff on paper and hope it's going to work. I think it remains to be seen what they could do as a unit. Eagles, unlike a lot of other Super Bowl champions, they did not get worse. You got a guy named Sidney Jones coming in, and he's going to be the nickel guy. You got Dallas Goedert, the second-round
mm-hmm.
pick, the best tight end in the draft class, replacing Trey Burton. And he's actually, you know, an outstanding player also. So they're going to be in good shape. And, oh, by the way, they added Michael Bennett.
mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Teron, man, this was a pleasure. We got to do it again
soon.
And
education, man. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime, man. Like I said, I love talking shop, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate
Absolutely,
you, brother.
Man.
Thank you, man.
He is Teron Davenport, covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.